this truth of a head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob and your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience.
Yeah, turn it up. Yeah, let's go.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Your Live.
Live.
I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church and thrilled to be in studio with Doug McBurney. Hi, Doug.
We just can't get enough of Tony Funderburk around here. Yeah. That's the beauty of live radio.
Yeah, that he did that about 20 years ago, the Bob and Your Live theme music.
Really? 20 years
ago? And then Real Science Radio.
Yeah.
And we've just dubbed in the Real Science Radio instrumental only theme song for the Big Bang video.
Oh, I can't wait.
To be released this summer. Can't
wait. Am I allowed to say that I got to see a preview?
You did.
I just a little part.
I'm excited. Yeah, you did, huh?
It was pretty. I mean, it's a bombshell.
And it's gorgeous to watch.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous to look at.
Very well done.
Yeah.
Very well done.
All right.
Wait. Now, what's the release date? Do we have a release date on the evidence against the Big Bang?
June 1st.
June 1st, 2016.
Yeah, this summer. We call that summer around here. June, July, August.
We
call that summer.
Yeah, that works.
You can't call that summer if you're an official government person.
Is that right?
Like, summer officially starts when it's half over. But
that's
a different topic.
That's true. Now, is today the first day of spring, or was that
calendar
yesterday?
Calendar reform. Let's fight for calendar reform. No, I'm only kidding.
I want a 360-day year.
Yeah, right. That really put everything in turmoil. The banks do that.
Yeah.
Just so they could make more money, but which is fine. I mean, it's fine to make more money.
It's good to make more money.
Yeah.
Yes. I had having a discussion with a friend just the other day about the fact that he's really, really cheap. Mm. Really cheap, like annoyingly cheap. And it affects me directly.
Yeah.
And I said, Dan, instead of focusing on saving $18 on a motel room, let's focus on making more money.
We can
stay somewhere decent. Anyway, that's just my theory.
Yeah, Doug, I've had that theory for decades. Friends that spend, let's say, 10 to 20 hours a week figuring out how to save money.
Yes.
The most you could save is 100% of your income.
That's the most possible.
But if you spent the same amount of time trying to figure out how to triple your income, you'd be way better off.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Anyway, since I gave my friend this advice, monthly sales for his company have tripled month over month for the last four months. Every month,
that's
triple.
That's anecdotal evidence right there.
Focus on making more money and serving other people.
Wow.
This is another thing a lot of people in business don't understand.
Making money is Jesus, the Bible, the New Testament, says to serve one another.
That's right.
And that is what makes the economy function when we serve one another.
Yep. As a matter of fact, now, I was wondering what story to open with, and now you've led me right to it.
Oh.
It's Tim Tebow in the news. Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow, you know, the Broncos
they can never
lose both of their quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking how funny it would be is if every quarterback, everyone was unavailable,
that would be,
and only Tim Tebow was left. I mean, that would be so funny.
Yes. Now, by the way, have we given our heartfelt congratulations to Brock Osweiler for leaving Denver in the middle of the night without calling John Elway?
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
The Super Bowl town.
That was beautiful.
And then Elway with the sour grapes the next day. Well, we don't want him anyway.
Yeah,
he doesn't
want
to be here. We only want people who want to be here and who don't want $70 million.
Yeah.
We only want people who don't want $70
million. Yes, I think
the whole roster would go.
Yes.
The whole roster.
Anyway, congratulations to Brock. Good luck with the Houston Texans and all that. He did look like a fine quarterback.
It would be funny. You know, I like that. The Jets, for a while, were very welcoming of Tebow.
Well, except they didn't let him play, but
No, but the teammates.
Oh, his teammates seemed to like him there.
And now their quarterback is in Denver.
They haven't traded Sanchez yet? I thought they signed him up just to trade him off. Anybody keep up with football here?
I don't.
Nobody cares.
But Mark Sanchez was very gracious to Tebow.
He was. They seemed to get along.
And, you know, that's the... If you want to know what's right or wrong, it's how is it in relationship to Tebow?
That's exactly it.
Tebow is the standard.
He's the touchstone for the NFL.
When it comes to the NFL. When it comes to the NFL, if you're good to Tebow, like Jesus said, you know,
well,
if they're nice to my people,
Right.
Then they'll be the sheep, and if they're evil
yeah.
toward my people, they'll be the goats.
Yes.
On the left. Awesome. So if you're nice to Tebow,
you'll be the
you'll
sheep.
Enter into the millennial kingdom.
That's right.
For the NFL.
And if you're mean, you will be banished yeah. from the Hall of Fame for life.
Right.
So Tim Tebow was down in Ponte Vedra Beach a weekend or two ago, and he was hosting the 6th annual Celebrity Golf Classic, which was just chock full of big-time celebrities and famous football players. Mm. People even more famous than Tim Tebow well, were there. Big-time yeah. famous people. And when Tebow addressed the crowd, he said, "Tonight is about the kids." This was, by the way, this was a charitable event to raise money to pay for the medical expenses of special needs children.
This is classic Tim Tebow.
This is classic. This is yeah. just genuine charity, right? This is what Christians yeah. do for all of history, by the way.
Yeah, and that's why America is the most generous,
right.
most charitable nation in the world as a percentage of our income
yeah.
because we have the most Christians.
That's
you look
exactly
at liberals
why.
Running for office,
yeah.
and typically they give nothing.
Yes.
Or as close to nothing as you can calculate.
There are very few hospitals named after atheists. Mm. Very few, if any. I'm sure there's a few. But very few. There's a yeah. lot of Christian hospitals and Jewish. Mm. Jewish right down there at Colorado Boulevard in Colfax. Mm-hmm. The number one pulmonary hospital like in the world mm. is yeah. Jewish.
Yeah.
So Tim
Jewish
Tebow.
And Christian hospitals.
Jewish
sure.
and yes. We've been doing it for millennia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Tim Tebow was down at Ponte Vedra Beach hosting. And there's just chock full of celebrities. And in his speech, he said, "Tonight it's about the kids." He said, "It's not about football. It's about what we're doing through faith, hope, and love, and the people we serve," hmm. which is just awesome.
Yeah.
And because Tim Tebow was involved and he's serving other people and he cares so much about other people, they raised over $5 million in one night.
Wow.
Now, that's an economic impact.
Yeah.
Just caring about serving other people.
Yeah.
And
that's encouraging.
It's just incredible. But I think that one of the things that the football people did not like about Mr. Tebow was that he insisted on putting something above football.
Oh.
And I think if you're a football guy, let's say you're John Elway.
Yeah.
Is there anything above football for John Elway?
Family?
I don't know. He divorced
politics?
No, his wife actually divorced him, if I'm not mistaken.
Faith?
Not faith with Mr. Elway, as far as I can tell. I think football's number one. That's
automobile
it.
Sales. No.
Not so much anymore.
Right. So the perspective. And for fans, too. You know when fans get so enraged?
Yeah.
Right? Whether we've got in the NHL, playoff season's coming up, football.
Yes.
They get so enraged, the ones that do, on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
because the players are not on the field tossing around a football. That's not what they're doing. They're tossing around the person's life.
Mm.
That's that fan's life they're playing with.
Yeah.
And if they lose the game, it's his life that is destroyed. So that's an right. indication if you've made sport your idol.
Yeah.
And you've put it in place of God. If they lose, or even if they just have a bad play, and you're enraged,
yeah.
and you're cussing, or if you're there in person and you're cussing at the officials,
yeah.
you're just vulgar, miserable. That's a sign to you. You should say, "Wow, I'm glad I turned on this Christian radio station.
Yeah.
I realize I'm a loser. I am a loser, and I need God."
Yes, yes.
And that's a good thing that could have happened to you this very day.
Yeah, that's some good advice that you got for free on the radio, right?
Yeah.
You just happen to be tuning in. So what I think that the Elways of the football universe don't realize is that if you hire a guy who puts God and serving other people and loving people, he puts that above football, mm. by definition, he'll be a better football player.
Mm.
And he'll make more money for your franchise.
Oh, yeah. Think of all the professional sports players
yeah.
whose careers were destroyed, lives were destroyed
yeah.
because of their immorality.
Let's talk about Johnny Manziel.
Mm.
Johnny Football. Cut after two seasons because he can't stop getting drunk and arrested and beating up people. It's
yeah,
over.
And,
what
and
is
multiply
that
multiply that by how many for college and high school. No, college and professional sports. How many in the last century?
Tens of thousands of people whose lives have just turned out to be nothing.
Been destroyed because of sin.
Yeah.
Lust.
Yeah.
Drunkenness. All that.
All of that.
Yeah. yeah.
Johnny Football's out. And Tim Tebow, he seems to be fairly happy commenting on college football, which he does on TV for a pittance, mm. and running his foundation, which is worth tens of millions of dollars, doing good for people. Yeah. And we're happy for that, but we'd like for Tim to play football again.
Now, I did hear that he sold the uranium rights to some Russian company to get the money for his foundation.
Wait a second.
Was that true? I saw that headline.
I don't think that was Tim Tebow, though.
Oh, that was the Secretary of State.
That was Hillary Clinton.
That was Hillary Clinton.
The Clinton Global Fund.
That's right. That wasn't Tim Tebow. That was,
we apologize.
Selling
we
out the country.
To,
no, that
we didn't
was,
want to get that anybody confused on that
yeah,
one.
That was Hillary.
Yes. And we're going to talk a little bit, by the way, about Hillary Clinton and her issues. Mm. But before we do that, because this show is too short, I need to get to a couple of public school stories, government school stories, as you like to call them. Now, many of in our audience may be aware of the high school sexting scandals that are erupting regularly.
It's so disgusting. Right here in Canyon City, Doug.
That was the biggest.
It was so massive, permeated the school, equally boys and girls.
Yeah.
And they canceled the end of the football season.
That's right.
Because of how outrageous it was.
Yes.
And all these, I mean, these are crimes being committed. And I recall predicting that nothing will happen.
Well, and
nothing.
Here's why they had to cancel the football season down in Canyon City. The school officials and the police and the prosecutors were apoplectic because they didn't know what to do. Because by the letter of the law, what these kids had done, these were felonies punishable by decades in prison. And they were apoplectic. They weren't sure how can we handle this?
And if you're involved in the distribution of child pornography, if you're a minor, let's say you're 17, well, what if you committed some other crime? What if it was kidnapping or rape or murder? You're still guilty, even though you're young.
Yes, absolutely.
But this is horrific beyond measure.
What's a liberal to do when you decide that it's time to tolerate things that have been considered crimes for centuries in our country? And that's what they've decided to do, Bob. The legislators here in Colorado and a number of other states in the story I have from the AP have met and are determining how can they change the law so that young teenagers who are sending naked pictures over the lunch hour, how can we change the law so they're not convicted or accused of felony crimes?
Well, in Arkansas, they have a solution. They passed a law that if you're a teenager and you distribute child pornography, you get 8 hours of community service.
Oh, that sounds
right. And in Canyon City,
that's a bit harsh.
We're talking about hundreds of photos of naked boys and girls.
Yeah.
From like ages 13, 14, 15, 16, these flooding the school.
Yeah.
And you had parents and staff who knew about this for a couple of years until it became so prevalent, it just became public knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. And here's what bothers me.
And the parents are perverts, by the way. The parents are perverts.
Well,
you send your kid to a government school. Your kid is most likely, if it's a girl, she's going to be systematically sexually harassed for years on end, and you're going to defend it. You're going to defend the sexual harassment of your own daughter to defend your being a loser by sending her where you know she's likely to be treated. No, she's certain to be treated that
certain way. Certain to be treated. I mean, there's just no debate about it anymore.
Right.
And proof of that, evidence of that, is that parents and administrators, teachers,
and lawmakers
associated with these incidents, they fail to be concerned about the fact that our children are doing things at school that are felonious. That's not freaking anybody out.
Right.
They're freaking out because the kids might go to jail.
Felonious, the public school teacher who just tuned in, they don't know what that means.
Felonious, F-E-L-O-N-I-E-S. No. I-O-U-S. My public school is showing. Felonious means that you could be charged with a felony.
Your public school is showing. Whoever coined that back in the 90s, your public school is showing.
That was a classic forever.
Basically what they're trying to do is figure out how to normalize this so it doesn't cause much of an uproar.
Right.
So in Hawaii, they're saying, okay, they passed the law in Hawaii. If the teenagers... if they try to take down the photos,
Right.
And good luck taking down photos from the internet.
Yeah, right. Like, that's ever going
to
happen.
Good luck.
Yeah.
With that. And New Mexico, they said they've removed all criminal penalties.
So New Mexico figured out how they would solve
the problem. So forget the 8 hours community service. Forget the
none of that.
Taking down the photos. You just, because the legislators like to look at pictures of naked teenage boys.
Well, I wasn't going to go there,
girls.
But that is a
Well, obviously.
Here's the thing.
And the administrators, Doug, we know that public school administrators have extreme prurient interest in their kids being sexually active.
Well.
Extreme. I've seen it with my own eyes at Adams City High School.
Well, the bottom line is, if you are not front and center saying we have a problem with our children and sexual immorality, that's the problem. If you're not front and center with that concern, I have some suspicions that maybe you don't mind this going on. If you're a teacher, educator,
sure.
A judge, a lawyer, an administrator,
right. And
why?
You know what?
Why else?
And when our Christian leaders advised President George W. Bush that we need to regulate pornography,
yeah,
this is where that was headed. And we said it on the air that day. I mean, when that was news,
yeah.
The President's Commission on Pornography, that when your Christian leaders forget that it is a crime to have commerce in human sexuality.
A crime.
It's a crime.
Yeah.
It's a crime to have any kind of public sexuality or nudity. It's a crime. When Christians want to regulate pornography, the filth of pornography, which is James Dobson was on that commission. Well, then what do you think the rest of the culture is going to do if the Christians want to regulate sexual morality and homosexuality and child killing and pornography? Well, what is everybody else going to want to do?
They're going to sink right to the bottom. Well, there's no bottom, but they'll just keep sinking.
Right. There's no bottom to that abyss.
No.
And they're going to want to regulate suicide now and assisted suicide.
Right.
Of course, because they have no other answers.
Mm.
Because they become humanist and moral relativist. So if there's something really evil happening, let's regulate it. So now let's ask Focus on the Family to come up with a bill to regulate the distribution of child pornography by teenagers.
Well,
let's regulate it.
Mr. Daly is uniquely qualified, I think, to write those kind of rules. Him being, he's an MBA. He's good at reports.
Yeah.
Advice.
Yeah.
He'll come up with some regulations that are reasonable.
Yeah.
And something that we could
and
all
And so when agree. The Christian leadership went moral relativist, legal positivist, decades ago, you could write the obituary of America's morality.
Yeah.
When the Christian leaders did that, when they compromised on do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery, because they simply do not know how those enduring commands from God apply today. They have no idea.
And
they've told us they're not even relevant. They've told us to our face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Tom Innery, VP of Public Policy at Focus on the Family.
Now, I know you use the term obituary figuratively, but there is a literal, there are literally dozens, if not hundreds, of actual obituaries of teenage kids, mostly suicides, because of this rampant sexual immorality that we've all somehow been told we have to tolerate and regulate.
Right.
Real obituaries.
When a 14-year-old girl, 15-year-old, is having sex with her boyfriend, and then he dumps her for her best friend. That's the greatest suffering in the known universe.
Sure, that girl's never experienced
pain. That's the greatest possible suffering. And then these same idiot parents and legislators are trying to normalize suicide. So, of course, we have an epidemic of teen suicide. It's in the top 10 causes of death because their lives are being destroyed by the media that they're ingesting through the internet and TV and satellite and all. And then they see their parents and their teachers saying suicide is a good option.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it all leads to death.
Mm.
And I'm angry. Could anybody notice I'm angry right now?
You're a little flushed in the
face. I'm an intuitive. And when I read these stories, I see the kids whose lives are destroyed. I see them.
Yeah.
I can't not see them.
No.
It's not spiritual or psychic. It's just you could see these kids and their lives being destroyed. You know, it takes a village to raise
an idiot.
An idiot.
Yeah.
That's Hillary Clinton's book.
I believe so. Yeah.
It takes a village to monitor my husband.
Yeah.
Well, this African proverb that they probably made up,
yeah.
It takes a village to raise a child.
Right.
they couldn't care less about what kids, what's destroying kids through their culture and their video games and their films and their music. They couldn't care less, and that's the government school administrators. They couldn't care less, and you're lying to yourself if you think they do.
Yeah. By the way, a Colorado House committee has been trying to figure out how to change the law to regulate the distribution of child pornography in high schools. And this committee member, one lawmaker up there, said they're going to have to address this question because sexting is very common and it's not going away.
Right. So that's their delusion.
He's telling parents right to their face.
And
this
you know
is
what?
What's going to happen.
What's going to happen to adult men when you have tens of millions of young Americans flooding the internet with naked photos of their classmates? What's going to happen to the men on the internet?
They're going
to They're
look
not going to see all that?
No, they are going to see.
And they're going to be, we're going to have an explosion of addiction to child pornography.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do?
Well, they're obviously not going to call it child pornography anymore. That'll be the solution.
I'm so disgusted by our Christian leaders and by our denominations and our pulpits who practically avoid all these issues.
Yeah, and it's not like they weren't warned. 25 years ago, you started warning them that this is where we were headed.
Well,
yes,
in our for our part, for our voice.
Well,
but
as
there
far,
were, you know, there's always a remnant.
Yes.
And there's Christian ministries that cry out, but for the most part, they're ignored.
Mm, yeah. Well, as far as I'm concerned, everybody hears us. Maybe not everybody's listening, but it's out there.
Yeah.
And so that, by the way, reason number 1,038 to get or keep your children out of the government schools.
That was 1,000 what?
1,038. 1,000 if you're keeping count, and they're in no particular order.
Number 1,038 to keep your kids out of public school.
And maybe we should remind, maybe there's some new listeners who may not be aware of reason number one, because it all started with reason number one.
Yeah.
To get or keep your children out of the government schools. And that is that the schools are officially godless.
Right. Reason number one.
The schools deny the existence of God and are practically designed.
In their curriculum.
Yeah.
Right.
To inoculate your child against you.
It's not an accusation. No. It's their insistence.
Yes.
That their curriculum is godless. Their procedures are godless. Their worldview is godless. Mm-hmm. And when you educate children in a godless worldview, when you take a human being and remove God, you have an animal. You take a human being, you remove God, you're left with an animal.
Wow.
And our children are taught that they're animals, and they behave like animals.
More and more.
Yeah. It's,
and the line between what is reasonable and obvious and what is just completely insane gets blurred. And I've got an example of that.
Yeah.
From the government schools in the Bronx, a teacher up there faced termination because she showed a video clip of an ISIS beheading to her 13 and 14-year-old students.
An ISIS behead. I don't watch those videos.
Okay, now listen. I watched the very first one.
Don't watch those videos.
Daniel Pearl.
Yeah.
Okay, I watched that one.
The journalist.
I watched that one.
Over in Pakistan.
This was Al-Qaeda. It was 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I watched that one.
Yeah.
I could never watch another one of those.
No.
It was horrifying.
No.
And nor would I ever want a young child exposed
to
something like
that.
It's just horrifying. Well, this teacher put it on, and initially she said that, it was the kids who wanted to watch it because
she lied, right? There was an investigation.
Well, it turns out that
Nazario is the teacher.
Yeah, yeah. So she
middle school.
She said the kids had been searching it. It wasn't her, but then it turned out in the investigation it was obviously her.
Right. Right? She wanted her students to watch this ISIS beheading video.
Yeah, yeah.
They were disgusted. One girl's near tears.
Oh, yeah.
And then she lies about it in the investigation.
Well, later she said she was scrolling through a list of videos and she clicked on the wrong thing. It was just a mistake. She didn't know.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, she her salary, over $105,000 a year.
Wow. A buck
$105,000.
For a middle school
teacher. For teaching 13 and 14-year-old kids on a godless curriculum.
Wow. You know, my wife does that, and she'd be willing to do it for half of that, probably. And she wouldn't show the kids beheading videos either.
No.
On purpose or by mistake.
Or she wouldn't have Well, I don't even want to finish that sentence. What goes on in the public schools on a daily basis?
No, she wouldn't allow any of that to happen, so the kids would be safe.
Yeah.
So she tells a bunch of lies, obviously, right?
Yeah.
To try to cover her tracks. But then it finally all comes out that it was her. She wanted to show. It's almost as if her and the kids were kind of in agreement that they wanted to see it. And then when they actually saw it, some of the kids were really, really shocked and, you know, disturbed by it.
Of course.
Anyway, they were going to fire her, but they decided instead that she gets
to give her a raise.
Well, not a raise.
Well,
It's not quite
she's
that
due
bad.
A raise.
So,
of course, they're going to give her a raise.
Well, she'll get that at her next fitness report or whatever.
Right.
But she did have to pay a $300 fine and acknowledge her mistake. So there you go.
So there you go.
There you have
so
that.
That's reason number 1,039 to keep your kids out of public school.
If you are keeping track. Now, you derailed me but from the story that I was the most upset about today.
What?
And that was watching Barack Obama in Cuba. In Cuba, yes.
C-U-B-E-R. Yes. Remember your basic spelling?
That's the Richard Nixon.
Phonics.
Yes.
Cuba.
Anyway.
In Washington.
It was. I just want to say that I'm embarrassed to be an American today. I'm embarrassed that our president goes to a dictator who's killed who knows how many thousands of people and who has robbed an entire nation blind and basically
they're buried, communist, which means communist. You've enslaved, you know, the population of your nation.
Right.
And I don't know if it's thousands. I mean, I guess if you count everyone who has died because of their communism.
Yes, 60 years of communist rule.
Yeah, I'm sure then it's thousands.
It's thousands of people and hundreds of thousands, millions. I don't know how many people live in Cuba. They've all been robbed. They've all been robbed by the
Castro. Of course, of their freedom and free speech
and
freedom of religion. All that, and the liberals love it.
Yeah.
Because they're the beautiful people, right? They believe in tolerance, free speech, diversity, freedom, and so there's not a communist tyrant that they don't want to warm up to.
No, no. And what's been strange is if you watch CNN, and I know I'm one of the 52 people left in the country who watch CNN on a regular basis.
Yeah.
They've been running Cuba promotional videos all week. All their shows have been Cuba-oriented and interviewing people who are pretty happy to be in Cuba, and they like Cuba.
Of course.
People, they made a point on CNN to interview people who had come to America, been disgusted by capitalism, and returned to Cuba in their rusty fishing boat.
Yeah.
That makes CNN every night this week.
Right.
But listen, the cherry on top of the whole thing that really got me mad was that while Barry is in Cuba, and he's going to watch a baseball game.
Barry Sotero?
Barry Ho.
The
president of the United States, Barry Sotero, while he's in Cuba, taking in a game between the Tampa Bay Rays, which is a National League baseball team, or American League. It's an American baseball team. They're going to play the Cuban national team on Tuesday. While that's happening, John Kerry, the illustrious Secretary of State, will be meeting with the FARC guerrillas from Colombia, who've slaughtered
the communist terrorists?
The communist terrorists
down in
South America? They have murdered hundreds of thousands of people, and that's not an understatement.
So they had a split. If you're going to honor two communist tyrannical organizations,
right?
In one week, you got to.
How do you find two
men? You got to delegate.
How do you find two men who'll do that? You go to the White House, and you go to Foggy Bottom, and you find them, and you send them down there.
Wow,
disgusting!
All right, boy, this was an uplifting show today. Hey, and Sunday is Resurrection Sunday.
Amen.
Come to Denver Bible Church. We'll have a blast. God bless.